good morning, good afternoon, or wonderful evening to all our listeners out there. You are listening to
98.7 Industria.
I am Brent Isaiah A. Gonzalez.
And I am Sophia Wee, the cradle of news and exciting stories.
The station where everyone is heard.
Partner, there are so many issues that need to be tackled, especially in the industrial sector nowadays. Don't you think so?
Yes, partner, and this is why we, the Group 2 of 9DXP, need to step up our game, unleash our inner course, and awaken our minds through a radio drama. With this radio drama, people can be entertained.
You are correct, partner, but I think you're missing out on something.
What is it, partner?
It's not just all about entertainment, but it's also about being able to voice out and be heard.
Oh yeah, I totally forgot. Good thing I have you, partner. Industria is presenting to you a radio drama about the current issues happening today in the industrial sector. This is entitled Endless Disputes.
Son, look how you've grown. It only seemed like yesterday you were weeping in my arms after scraping your knee in the grass. But now, here you are. Standing in front of me, ready to take over the legacy of fighting for our rights in society. I'm so proud of you, my son. Take care of your sister for me, will you?
Ma, you're being overdramatic again. It's not like we're going anywhere, but can you tell me why you're doing this in the first place?
This isn't for my sake. This is for humanity. Not only that, but also the workers who were abused and mistreated by this company. I am just one of many that wishes to fight for the justice we deserve. And someday, you will too. I'm telling you this just to be sure, because who knows what tomorrow might bring.
Okay, Ma. Stay safe. I love you.
Overtime work deserves overtime pay. You should not trample on our rights. It is not only you that need to bring food on the table, but we need to support our families too. Do not look down upon us if this is our way of conveying our message, because we just want to be heard. Let's be empowered and repeat as I say. Overtime work deserves overtime pay.
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 Mom, I'm famished. Why is Dad still not home?
I'm sure he'll be here soon. Wait. What time is it?
It's 8:49 p.m. I'm sure that he has a good excuse why he's late.
Don't worry. Your father will be home soon. Just set the table already and I'll be serving you my very delicious caldereta.
Yummy! I can't wait to eat Mama's caldereta.
I'll go get the plates and spoons. Sis, you wait for Dad by the door.
Turns out, your dad won't be eating dinner with us tonight. Go ahead, children. Eat dinner without me.
So sleepy. I'm going to get ready for bed now since I've finished eating.
Wait. I'm going to try to call your dad.
We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time. sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
I've been calling for hours now. Why aren't you picking up?
I'm home. How's my children doing?
Well. Look who came back late at 1 o'clock in the morning. Don't worry. The kids are sleeping in their room. So tell me, Chrysostomo, you don't even get paid enough to work overtime. So why did you?
You already know. With all our debts piling up, and our children's tuitions unpaid, I know I need to work harder. I don't want our kids to my hardships. All I want is to give them a better future.
Well, did you get anything from working overnight at your job? Did your salary increase?
No.
For the end time, they are abusing you, tiring you from all the errands, and then giving you less than what you should. This is abuse, love. I told you so many times to quit and find something else instead. There are lots of opportunities for you. Please, stop being a martyr and do as I say.
I heard someone shouting. Why are you two fighting in the middle of the night?
Huh? It's just a domestic argument. Just a typical husband and wife fight. No need to worry. Go back to sleep.
Really? It sounded the other way around, but if that's the case, mother, I say you both should sleep as well.
Good morning, everyone. It's another bright new day.
Didn't you understand what I've said last night? I've told you 1,000 times to quit your job. And did you quit? No. You aren't even earning enough to support this family. And yet you keep exhausting and slowly killing yourself with all this workload. If you are that desperate to have money, then you should have at least let me help you.
Seriously? We're fighting about this again? Here we go again. I can do it alone. And besides, our children need you at home while I'm away. If we'll be fighting again about my salary, I can look for another jobs.
Oh my god. I just don't want to see you coming home every day, tired and disappointed from work, because the salary you brought home is not enough to support our needs. I know how you feel. You can't hide that from me.
If that's the case, it's better if I just follow your advice. Oh hey, you'll take care of the kids first while I go to my boss to resign, okay?
Yes, I will.
Bye, Daddy. I love you.
Bye, Dad.
Goodbye, my children. Please take care of your mother for me. Don't stress her too much. And most importantly, help her here in the house.
Yes, Daddy.
Okay. Please keep safe, love. Let me know if you need anything else, okay? Love you.
Love you too. Please keep safe.
Kuya Tricy!
Where will be our destination, sir?
Please take me to the Crystalline Mine, Nico.
Okay po.
Ma, I want to watch Barbie Life in the Dream House. Can I turn on the TV already?
Okay, anak.
Wait, this isn't Barbie Life in the Dream House.
Live at Crystalline Mining Corporation, Doris Bigote. A 6.1 magnitude earthquake shook Barangay Poblacion in the town of Tampakan, South Cotabato. The tremor was recorded at around 9:15 a.m. and lasted for about 27 seconds to be exact. There had been a landslide as a result of this earthquake at the mining site, particularly at Crystalline Mining Corporation.
Crystalline?
Few months ago, the said mining company was in the news because they are a small-scale mining company and were said to be unregulated. Hence, they are practicing dangerous mining activities. Coincidentally and unfortunately, four workers have been believed to be missing.
According to some sources, the names are Angelo Pelones, Michael De La Cruz, Crispin Joaquin, and Joseph Ramos. Please wait for further updates.
Mommy, come here! Hurry! I think that's where Dad's working!
Huh? What? Why? What happened?
Particularly at Crystalline Mining Corporation. Elias, hurry! Call your dad to check if it's okay.
We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Mom, Dad's not answering his phone.
Elias, look out for your sister. I'm going to the mines to check whether your dad's safe or not. Please stay safe, my children.
But Ma...
I leave the responsibilities here in the house to you, Elias. As a grown-up man, I want you to be independent and to learn things through these uncertain times.
Ma...
You can do this, anak. I'll be leaving already. Please take in mind all the things I've said to you, okay? Goodbye.
Here's my fee, kuya. Wait, what's happening here? William, what's happening? You look breathless and pale. What's happening inside?
Haven't you heard? An earthquake struck around this area and a landslide occurred inside the mining area. Four of our co-workers are missing.
Oh no, I need to find them.
Crisostomo, no, you'll just get yourself hurt inside and I can't afford losing one more friend today.
Don't worry, you'll only be losing one today. Hello, can somebody hear me? Hello! Joseph? Joseph! Where are you?
I'm down here, Crisostomo. Please, save us. Angelo, Michael, and Christine are unconscious. We really need your help.
Stay where you are, Joseph. I'm on my way.
It's dangerous if you take a step closer, Crisostomo. Maybe it's better for you to go back.
No way. I won't let you and the other three die out here. We can escape and build a brighter future for us. Isn't that we promised? We've always looked up to each other and we treated us as brothers from another set of mothers and fathers. Please don't be like that, Joseph. I'll do my best to save all four of you.
It's not safe around here, but you are our only hope. All of us have families that are waiting for us. I am so afraid to. I don't want to die yet. Please, Lord, get us out of here. Careful. These rocks might fall any second now.
I can see you now. I'm almost there. Grab my hand.
Now, Crisostomo, grab my hand.
Help me a bit, will you? Just gotta move this rock.
Crisostomo, no! Somebody help us! Crisostomo! Hello? Somebody! Help us!
Sir, stop panicking. We're here to rescue you.
Please, rescue Crisostomo! Please!
I'm afraid we can't anymore, sir. He's already covered with the rocks.
But Crisostomo!
Let's get back up so that we can cure your injuries.
Live at the Crystalline Mining Corporation,
Doris Bigote. The four missing workers a while ago, namely Angelo Pelones, Michael De La Cruz, Crispin Joaquin, and Joseph Ramos, miraculously came out of nowhere. All of them have severe injuries. Three of them are still unconscious, while the other one is conscious and slowly gaining back his energy. Here we have Joseph Ramos, one of the survivors. Sir, we all thought you were dead. How come you came out in that cave as if someone came to the rescue? Or was it all your effort?
Actually, Miss Doris, our friend Crisostomo, who was also working in this mining company, was the one who rescued us. A while ago, I shouted and prayed continuously, but nothing was happening. My prayers were left unheard and succumbed. I was already losing hope, then Crisostomo came. It was a moment as if something from the Almighty had come. We were rescued, but he was sacrificed. It was a very tragic moment for him, but he was my answered prayer.
Thank God all of you are safe, but Crisostomo isn't. Let the good Lord bless his good soul. Let's all continue praying for Crisostomo. He's what we call a true hero. Alright, there we have it, ladies and folks. Again, I am Doris Bigote, giving you news updates.
Aida, I heard from the other workers. His name is Crisostomo. Do you know that he died because he went by himself looking for his co-workers? He should have thought of his family's sake, don't you think? He made the wrong move, that's why he died.
You're right. His family will suffer for sure. Do you think this small-scale mining company will help his family?
I don't know. What I know is he should have waited for the authorized rescuers to help those people. He shouldn't have done it himself, because he didn't know the right procedures on how to rescue. It could also be his fault.
Yeah, you have a point, Edna. He thinks he's a hero.
What? Who told you that? Stop spreading rumors about my husband. He's not that careless. And please, tell me. Tell me that was just a rumor. Tell me. That can't happen. Move out of my way. You're all useless anyway. Crisostomo. Where are you? Crisostomo. Please. Tell me you're alive. Crisostomo. Crisostomo.
Daddy. Tomorrow will be your last day with us, and...
Mommy, we have a visitor from Daddy's company.
Condolences, Mrs. Ramos. How are you, ma'am? I am here to give you this 50,000 pesos as a death benefit for your husband.
Thank you. But this is not enough.
I'm sorry, but this is what the company asked me to give you.
Thank you, I guess. What can I do? This amount of money will not suffice to pay all our debts and daily expenses. Will we still get the life we've always dreamed of? Crisostomo? The life that you and I wish for us. I'm so stupid.
Stop talking like that. We can get through this together.
Hey, you look tired. Are you okay? You should take a rest. I can handle this. I just finished altering this plant for you.
Huh? No. I'm fine, Carla. It's just that it's been 2 weeks since my husband died, and
Stop talking while working! You think I can hear you whispering to one another? Get back to work!
Mom, you're finally home. It's 10 PM already. Have you eaten your dinner yet? If not, here, I've prepared you two pieces of fried duck.
Thank you, anak. Oh, and by the way, where's Aya?
Don't worry, Mom. I've put her to sleep already, but she's having trouble sleeping lately. I think she misses that. Mom, are you okay?
I just feel empty. After your dad left us, I realized that his life had not been easy. Especially that you work at a mining company. Who would have thought that he would pass away this quick? Our last moments together were not that memorable. Since I scolded him, he sacrificed a lot for us, and we didn't even get a chance to say a proper goodbye to him. Your father is truly a hero.
We'll get through this together. Our father can never be more than just a thought, for as long as there are memories that will last forever in our hearts, okay? Ma, how's your work, by the way?
You know, being mistreated again by a lot of workers, especially my boss, because I'm a woman, I'm just sick and tired of this company for abusing us. We don't even get break times, and they're forcing us to work 7 days a week, 14 hours a day, and getting unpaid for overtime. I didn't want to tell you this so that you will not get worried, but workers in the company are getting paid less than the average minimum wage, and that includes me.
What? I didn't know that. You should have told me that they're literally abusing you and other workers as well. Okay, from now on, I will try to find a job so I can help you.
No, it's okay. It's okay, anak. I just want you to take good care of your sister.
Okay, Mom, if that's what you want. Hey, Mom, slow down. You might choke. Here. Have some water.
Thank you, anak. Thank you. Oh, it's already 11 PM. You should probably go to sleep.
Who's the one who came home tired? It's you, right? So you're the one who probably needs to sleep. Don't worry. I'll just wash these plates.
No. I can handle it.
Oh my God, Mom! Are you okay? Did you get hurt? See, I've told you to go to bed. I'll just wash these plates.
I'm perfectly fine. Just a little scratch in my foot.
See, you're so stressed and tired that you dropped the plate. Thank God that it's just a little scratch.
Okay. I'm going to sleep now. Good night, anak.
Okay, Ma. Good night. Good morning, Mom. What do you want to eat? I can prepare it for you.
I finished eating a while ago. I prepared you a hot dog.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Mom. It's 7 in the morning. Why are you in a
rush? Oh, no, anak. I'm gonna be late for work. Goodbye, anak. Here's my tea, Kuya. Thank you.
Go to your stations. Faster. We don't have much time left.
Good morning, sir.
Do you know what time it is? It's now 6:15 a.m. So that means you're late.
I'm sorry, sir. That won't happen again.
Wait, what's your name again?
Carmelita. Carmelita Ramos, sir.
Darna! Check Carmelita Ramos's data and lessen her salary.
Yes, my favorite part in my position. Your wish is my command, sir.
What? But why? I was just late for 15 minutes and I worked overtime yesterday and on the previous days. I was tired and stressed last night. I hope you...
I've made up my mind. Get back to work.
It's okay, Carmelita. It's okay. It's okay. Everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be...
Oh, hey, Carmelita. Come on, let's...
Lower your voice. They might hear us.
Oh, okay, okay. Let's just continue altering these clothes and maybe they'll give us a break.
You're imagining again, Carla. Them giving us breaks. That can hardly happen. And you know what? This company is slowly getting on my nerves.
If only I had the capital to buy a sewing machine, I would have been a businesswoman with a tailor shop now and not working in this hellhole.
Why do you say so?
Every day, I see all these workers' faces. They all look so tired, helpless, and pale. I feel bad for them. The company is treating us like animals. They won't even give us lunch breaks. You know what? We should find a way for our voices to be heard and stop them from treating us like animals.
So, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking maybe, just maybe, we should start protesting. I mean, it's the only way for our voices to be heard. They probably won't even listen to me when I complain to them. See what happened a while ago? They've shown their real, true colors.
I agree, but we'll definitely lose our jobs, you know that, right? And I don't want that to happen to us. Wait, what if we consult our human resources department first?
I already talked to them about it, but there was no action. They're acting similarly, just like their bosses. I'm so frustrated and clueless about what to do next. Carla, please help me.
Calm down, Carmelita. Let's just go back to work and hope that everything goes well.
My children, I'm home. Oh, it's already 10 p.m. in the evening. I didn't even realize that it's this late. I think I should just go and rest after a very tiring day. I love you, my children. Isostomo, I miss you every day. I miss your smiles, your kisses, your hugs, everything about you. I experience now the hardships you've been through. Probably even worse. I think I can't do this anymore. But I won't. I need to strive for what our children deserve. They don't deserve this kind of life. I don't deserve this kind of life. I just need to endure all this pain and sacrifices. Everything will be better in the coming days. Claiming it.
Enough. Aren't you all paid for nothing? We need to serve our customers right away. Psh, sluggish people. I'm tired of these helpless people.
Darna, order me some pizza. The best you can find here in town. I'll eat and enjoy it all by myself.
Aww. How about me, sir? Am I going to get a portion of the pizza?
Of course not. You go order your own.
Okay, sir.
He even has the audacity to order the best pizza that probably costs $1,000, while we are still paid with almost only coins for our hard work.
Stop whispering! Shut up!
You know what, Carla? I'm already tired here. We really need to voice out and spark change.
I've been working here for almost 2 years, yet I didn't give up because no other company would accept someone like me who doesn't have abilities and capabilities. And plus, I'm ugly.
No, don't say that, Carla. You haven't even tried yet if other companies will accept you or not.
Let's stop the chit-chat. So, how are we going to hold such a powerful rally that'll persuade the people in power in this company to change its principle and know what's right for us?
We need to persuade first our fellow co-workers to come to our side. All of us are affected by the maltreating of our bosses. We need to make a change.
Okay, wait. I got you, my friend. Hey, do you want to join us in rallying? We'll be protesting for our rights as workers. No? Okay. How about you? Do you want to... Okay. Hey, you. Psst. Do you want to join us in rallying? What? No? What's wrong with you people?
I'm sorry, Carmelita. It seems like our fellow co-workers don't want to be involved in this mess.
So now, what are we going to do?
Yes, I understand that they don't want to be involved in this type of mess. But I know deep in their hearts, they want to fight for their rights.
I know this is hard for us. But getting unpaid to work overtime, not giving us breaks, verbally and physically abusing us is too much. We're not going to let this company continuously abuse us. So this is our time to let our voices be heard.
I also had the same bad experience with the company in the past, but I kept my silence. This time, I will speak up, and that is why I'm joining you.
I'm in.
Count me in.
Okay, we are in.
Okay, listen up, ladies and gentlemen. Today's the day we've been waiting for. Today is the day that the oppression and the maltreatment of this company ends. I say we stay strong and courageous. Let us not allow these human beings to treat us and its future employees in a drastic and outrageous way. Know your purpose today. Know why you're fighting and for whom you're fighting for. Know your value and worth as a person and as a worker. And with unity, let's strive for a peaceful environment in our workplace. Let's fight for what's right for us.
Yes!
Ma! Mommy!
Anak! What are you doing here? Aren't you supposed to look after your little sister?
Ma, I sense that you're up to something bad. I'm just worried on what might happen to you, especially that dad...
Elias, don't even mention your dad. He's not involved in this situation.
But Ma, please. Whatever you're doing, please stop it. We don't want to lose you.
Son, look how you've grown. It only seemed like yesterday. You were weeping in my arms after scrapping your knee in the grass. But now, here you are, standing in front of me, ready to take over the legacy of fighting for our rights in society. I'm so proud of you, my son. Take care of your sister for me, will you?
Ma, you're being overdramatic again. It's not like we're going anywhere, but can you tell me why you're doing this in the first place?
This? Isn't for my sake. This is for humanity. Not only that, but also the workers who were abused and mistreated by this company. I am just one of many that wishes to fight for the justice we deserve. And someday, you will too. I'm telling you this just to be sure. Because who knows what tomorrow might bring?
Okay, Ma. Stay safe. I love you.
Overtime work deserves overtime pay. You should not trample on our rights. It is not only you that need to bring food on the table, but we need to support our families too. Do not look down upon us if this is our way of conveying our message because we just want to be heard. Let's be empowered and repeat as I say. Overtime work deserves overtime pay.
Overtime work deserves overtime pay!
Oh my God! What's happening? My boss needs to know this!
Boss, did you see what's going on outside? Like, they're so annoying.
What? Oh, so they're protesting, huh? They probably don't know that they can't protest in a public place without a permit.
Hello, what can I do for you?
Police officer, this is Maximo Hugo, manager of M&H Tailoring Company. I would like to report that there is a protest rally in Santos Street where pedestrians pass by and they're causing pedestrian traffic. I am sure they don't have any permit. Please come and see for yourself as soon as you can.
Okay, we will be there, sir.
Blah, blah, blah. Please do know that all of you are just wasting your salivas. It's better if you go back inside and continue working.
Overtime work deserves overtime pay.
Overtime work deserves overtime pay.
Sir, ma'am, a pleasant day to all of you. We have received a complaint regarding a protest going around this area. Do you have a permit for this rally? If not, we will arrest you, all of you.
Huh? But, Mr. Police, sir, our ancestors have fought long, seeking for justice.
Come with me to jail and explain yourself there.
But,
Mom, stop. Come with me to jail and explain yourself there.
Mama, don't leave us, Mama. Mama. Mama.
So there you have it, radio listeners. The radio drama truly saddens me in every corner of my bone. How about you, partner?
Actually, partner, I'm crying right now. But you know what, partner? Despite having a sad ending, this radio drama reflected a lot of issues in the industrial sector, including low minimum wage, disadvantaged female labor force, and not paying enough for overtime work.
You're correct, partner. It opened my eyes in the current issues in the industrial sector that aren't given enough attention. I admire Carmelita's bravery in taking a stand despite the hardships she'd been through, including the death of her husband, who also faced the same problems in his company.
It's important to take a stand and fight for what's right, partner. Workers, whatever industry may it be in, must be treated with fairness and equality.
You're right. Let's practice the art of taking up space and leaving no human left oppressed and maltreated. Again, I am Brent Isaiah A. Gonzalez.
And I am Sophia Wee, the cradle of news and exciting stories.
The station where everyone is heard. Thank you for listening. This is 98.7 Industria, signing off.